Perhaps no population has been as impacted by COVID-19 as much as the elderly, especially those in nursing homes who have been cut off from family and friends. According to the latest report this week by the Associated Press, nationwide, more than 5,500 deaths have been linked to coronavirus outbreaks in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. That's put even more pressure on the caregivers who work there. Here is VPR reporter Nina Keck with a profile of a nurse who is herself among the vulnerable population.
With coronavirus, we're all doing things a little bit differently.
Are you Mary?
Yeah.
Mary, I'm Nina. I wanted to put you more at ease with my mask on. What's the best way to come up?
Mary Coonrod lives in Ludlow, and today's her day off, so she's enjoying a cup of coffee in the sun outside her apartment.
Wow, what a great porch.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful.
Coonrod has been a registered nurse for 20 years, and she works full-time at Springfield Health and Rehabilitation Center, a nursing home that has about 60 residents. None of them have COVID-19, but I wondered what it's like to care for such a fragile population now.
It's different. We're on strict, no visitors. Even when our meds get dropped off in the evening, they have to ring the bell. They leave them outside. We pick them up. They're not even allowed in the building.
When Coonrod comes to work, her temperature is taken, and she has to fill out a questionnaire asking about COVID-related symptoms, like if she's been feeling more tired.
If you can taste and smell, is the cough new?
Those are all precautions to care for the vulnerable population inside the nursing home. But at 74, Coonrod, too, is a member of the vulnerable population.
Yeah. I'm older than some of my residents.
That puts her at higher risk for COVID-19, just like her patients. But she shrugs her shoulders. She's not afraid to go to work. The staff takes precautions. And she says they've got enough gloves, masks, and protective gowns.
Not that I wanted to fight COVID-19, but I've always wanted to be a nurse, and I knew what it involved.
Coonrod's gray-brown hair is tucked behind her ears, and her face has soft wrinkles. She talks about her nursing home work in a no-nonsense, confident kind of way, and you can tell she takes pride in it.
I worked critical care when I lived out west, and it was fun when I was younger, but now I want a more relaxed pace. And caring for these people, it is more relaxed. And I love the residents. I love the older people. They make me feel at home.
And her job pays the bills. Coonrod is single and says she can't live on Social Security. And retirement, it's not an option yet.
How stressful is it going to work?
I think being at home alone is more stressful than going to work. At least going to work, I have, my coworkers. And I can talk to a human being. And as I'm sure in every facility, you have that camaraderie.
But things are definitely different at work now. Before, residents who were able could sit outside and enjoy some sunshine. There were group activities and music programs that broke up the day and gave her and the other nurses a break.
And now there's none of that. I have one lady whose husband would come in every single day, and again, they'd probably been married 75 years. And of course, he's not coming in. He calls every day, but she forgets that. And she thinks now that he hates her. And trying to explain to her that, there's a crisis going on in the world, and he can't come to visit right now, but he does call every day. And it's sad. It really is. And then I have another gentleman whose wife would visit every day, and he has dementia, and I'm sure that when the wife is allowed back, he's not going to remember her.
Coonrod tells me about another resident who reads lips because she's so hard of hearing. But with everyone in masks, it's frustrating.
But, you can still say a lot with your eyes. You can say a lot with your hands, the tone of your voice. And just spending the extra time with them. That's all they want is a little extra time.
Little things mean a lot more now.
The other day we had one lady, it was her birthday, and the son had a beautiful cake made, and we brought it up because he couldn't. But he sat outside, and we put her in the window, and she was able to wave to him from there. So that and made them both feel good. I did visit my mom on her birthday. My son did visit me on my birthday. Look at this lovely cake he brought me. Even though he couldn't physically be there to blow out candles with her, we were.
Mary Coonrod says one thing that does worry her is the current shortage of trained caregivers, something hospitals and long-term care facilities in Vermont are feeling acutely. She hopes all the appreciation medical personnel are getting throughout this pandemic might encourage more people to become nurses. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.